Ellen White's concern. Little wonder, then, that it was with apprehension that the delegates gathered for the General Conference session that Tuesday morning, April 2. All were profoundly thankful that Ellen White was to be there, and she carried a heavy burden for the meeting. It was this conference with its challenges and its opportunities that had in a large part led Ellen White to close up her work in Australia and hasten back to the United States. Her concern continued while she was in her home in California. In one of her addresses at the conference she said, "I was troubled before leaving California. I did not want to come to Battle Creek. I was afraid the burdens I would have to bear would cost my life." Very shortly after reaching Battle Creek, her addresses revealed her deep concern for the session. As she spoke to the publishing leaders Thursday night, March 28, in the Review and Herald Chapel, her mind turned from the smaller group to the larger meeting that was about to open. Her address began, "I feel an intense desire that at this meeting we shall come into right relation with God. We may have great ambition, all the ambition it is possible for us to have, we may have all the activity it is essential for us to have, but unless we are close to our Savior, unless His power and grace are with us individually, we may be sure that we shall go from this place thinking that we have not had a very wonderful meeting." She pointed out that every time the church assembles, angels of God are present and evil angels are also present. Her appeal was for the right personal relationship between each individual worker and God. She declared, "There are solemn and important decisions to be made at this meeting, and God wants every one of us to stand in right relation to Him. He wants us to do a great deal more praying and a great deal less talking. He wants us to keep the windows of the soul opened heavenward." Then she stated, "Some have said that they thought that at this meeting several days ought to be spent in prayer to God for the Holy Spirit, as at the day of Pentecost. I wish to say to you that the business which may be carried on at this meeting is just as much a part of the service of God as is prayer. The business meeting is to be just as much under the dictation of the Spirit as the prayer meeting. There is danger of our getting a sentimental, impulsive religion. Let the business transacted at this meeting stand forth in such sacredness that the heavenly host can approve of it. We are to guard most sacredly the business lines of our work. Every line of business carried on here is to be in accordance with the principles of heaven. God wants you to stand in a position where He can breathe upon you the Holy Spirit, where Christ can abide in the heart. He wants you at the beginning of this meeting to lay off whatever of controversy, of strife, of dissension, of murmuring, you have been carrying. What we need is a great deal more of Christ and none of self. The Savior says, 'Without me ye can do nothing.'